to Sender LTR Mobile.
Where are you mobiling to, old man? W2D Mobile.
Turn down here. I'm going to rehabilitation. They're going to work on my head.
Very strong drill to get through that hard head of yours, my friend.
Quiet, Rusty. Bernice is listening. She's upstairs making barbecued ribs. Heart healthy food, you know.
Oh, yeah, those things you're supposed to not have after a heart attack.
Uh-huh.
I can understand that. Anyway, well, I had a meeting over in Simpsonville. Had one this morning in Spartanburg, where they had a breakfast, a remembrance breakfast for 9 people that died in Spartanburg County last year from Helene, due to things in Helene. A breakfast remembrance for them, and everybody got to talk about, you know, what they did and involved. And so, and then from there, I had to go over to the Presbytery office over in Greenville, north Simpsonville, for our commission meeting over there today, a disaster assistance team commission. So, you know, all kinds of good things going on. Then I got a barbershop rehearsal tonight.
Nice thing to do for that remembrance. And I think Patrick ought to be up for some kind of an award, but there ain't any, I don't guess. But he stayed on that radio for days. And there was a few other people, but I can't remember who they were. But, my God, he spent a lot of time helping people out up there and taking them things and making contacts to relatives for them. And he just did a lot, KO4HKX. But at any rate, we shouldn't forget. But there was some nice comments last night on the net about him. Well, I'm headed down to cardiac rehab. I guess they work on my head. I don't know. You know, it's slave driver stuff. Oh, don't you pull out there, fella. I hate that when people run up and stop right at the edge of the road like they're going to run out in front of you.
Now things happen over here. And anyway, and now it's starting to sprinkle rain again. Just what I need. And, yeah, they said we'd get some rain today, so looks like we're getting it now. And, I got that heart rehab tomorrow morning, 9:30. Get there about 9:30. I get out there about 10:30, 11 o'clock, somewhere along in there. And they work on me pretty good. And tomorrow will be my 17th session, so I guess I must be doing pretty good. They said I'm a little bit ahead of schedule where most people would be, so I'll take that, you know.
Well, that's good, Rusty. I can't use my arms till I think the 22nd or 27th of the month, next month. So they go pretty easy on me. I ride 2 different bicycles so far, but they won't let me use my arms. But some of those guys that were, well, one of them ended his term. He was going like the whirlwinds of heck. And on the treadmill and on that bicycle, he was moving them arms back and forth. And that guy weighed 299 pounds and had 4 bypasses. Really nice fella. And I think right now there's only 2 of us in there, and the other guy was a captain in the Air Force, so I just love him. He's a great guy, and get to talk with him some. But I found that when I talk and ride the bike, it wins me, so I have to knock that off a little bit. I
have my iPad with me, and I read when I'm doing the bike riding part of it, because you're just sitting there, and you're pedaling, and your arms aren't doing anything, so, you know, gives you something else to do. And but when I'm doing my walking, and then I'm doing my weights and also that, I do the walking for 20 minutes. And I did 20 laps in 20 minutes the other day, which is 1 1/3 mile. miles. Well, it takes 15 laps to do a mile, and I did 20 laps, so I did a little over 1 1/3 miles. So, you know, that's always nice each time. And to do it in 20 minutes, that was a good time the other day. And I try to keep that up so I can, you know, keep my strength up, build my legs up, build my breathing up and all that good stuff like that, too. So, you know, it's going to keep at it. And once I get through the initial, and I go up to 36 weeks, it's been approved by my insurance company, I can, I'm going to continue on using my silver sneakers and go back at least maybe at least two times a week, maybe even start going to 3 times a week. So I'm losing weight, building muscle, and breathing's getting stronger and all that good stuff to go with it. WU2 T-Mobile.
This is Zero TR Mobile. Well, you don't need to get any more windy. You rival me, I think, but that's just a personal opinion. Bernice would probably disagree with that. You know, the biggest problem I'm having, and I don't know if you did or not, is the swelling in my feet. And I go downstairs about between 7 and 8. I take a shower about 7. So I get downstairs to the radio. By the way, there's a Victor 6 Delta you might try to get. I've worked that area before, but he seems pretty hard to get. But he's working up one, and he's on 12 meters a lot, and he's in Micronesia. But and he does logbook of the world. But my feet, by the time I go back upstairs or to where I can't hardly walk, they're burning so bad, and the swelling is pretty bad. Did you have any problems with the swelling in the feet? I wear those compression socks.
I wear compression socks when I was flying, when we were traveling, so I wore them on the airplane, everything there and back, which were good. But I don't seem to be having any problem with that. My feet seem to be doing pretty good. Now, my doctor, they sent me to a podiatrist because I was having problems with my feet. And what he did is he just got me some, he took a look at my feet, did the x-rays on it and everything else. And he said, really, what you need is this pair of inserts to go in your shoes. And since I've been wearing those and took the inserts that came in the shoes out and put these in, my feet have been comfortable. I've not been getting swelling. I'm not getting my burning feet from standing a long time in places. So, you know, things are getting better on that part of it. And I got another pair of, put a pair of inserts out and move them from one pair of shoes to the next. I just leave them in there once they've got. And I've got one more pair of shoes I need to get some for. So probably, you know, after the first of the month, I'll go get me some more, get me another set. And at $62, it's sure a lot cheaper than some of the expensive personalized made inserts for shoes, I know. WU2T.
And 0TR. 2SL, those things are expensive. I go to Anderson and get mine made. But, Rusty, I can't get them in the shoes right now because my feet are too big. So I've been wearing real good, high-quality tennis shoes made by Drew. And they're a little better, but I can't put my regular orthopedic inserts in there. My foot's too big. And I wear a B-width, as in Bravo. So you can imagine, a 13B is really, really narrow. And boy, the clouds are starting to come up from the southwest down there. Cumulonimbus, I think they call them. And the daughter's supposed to come over and seed and aerate and mow the grass today. I don't know if she's going to make it or not.
Okay, well, I've arrived at home. Let me get out. I haven't had anything to eat since breakfast this morning. And that was just a sausage sausage, gravy biscuit, and a piece of bacon. So I'll catch up to you later, Tom. You have a good one. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. I am 6 minutes. I got to be in there. Actually, that's 15 minutes early, but that's when I try to get there. And that's what they've told me, 2:15. So, and I got to remember to get some macaroni on the way home, or if I don't forget, it goes along for the grandson. I don't care for that stuff. Anyway, you take care, and Elaine, and nice talking to you, and happy you got that new rod. You'll enjoy that. W2T, N0TR, pulling into the hospital.